I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The flooding in Southeast Africa's bad. In Malawi, it's probably the worst in a half century. Not only are there hundreds of thousands of people displaced, but they've also lost all of their fall crops. Yet Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says it's compounded exponentially by poverty. Pleas for international help have largely fallen on deaf ears. But really, it's just neighbors helping neighbors.
Just a great way to make the church relevant in their community, to share the gospel, to help people, and to impact lives for eternity.
Feel like you can be a good neighbor? We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, how many times have you wanted to do something only to doubt yourself and give up, like going on a short-term mission trip? Orphan Outreach's newest employee, Sarah Herbeck, works specifically with ministry partners in Honduras and Guatemala. Her goal? To plan out every detail of a mission trip so your team can focus on the bigger picture, caring for and loving the orphans they serve. Don't let excuses or distractions get in the way of serving others. And who should care for the children of troubled families? The government or the church? Bethany Christian Services is teaming up with churches nationwide to provide an alternative to foster care. Bethany's president, Bill Blackwire, says their new Safe Families for Children ministry gives parents more than a second chance.
We have many, many cases where the parent has committed their life to the Lord because of what this host family has shared with them and what they did.
You might not be called to be a host family, but there's still a role for you to play. Learn what it is at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get the Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.